Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to the Contending for the Faith broadcast. We hope that everyone is well out there. We thank you for joining us. I'm here with my family. I'm here with my niece and my nephew. They joined us today. And my other nephew here as well. Sister is here. My mother. Thank God for everyone. We go to God in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day, for everything you've done, for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, your love, for everything. God, we pray that you would just have your way. God, we pray that you would give me the wisdom and the knowledge, God, to speak with clarity and anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Honor you, Lord. Appreciate you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We're coming from Jeremiah, the 5th chapter. Everyone, well, we'll do some responsive reading periodically here and there in this study. Starting at the first verse. Says, run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man. If there be any man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seek the truth, and I will pardon it.
And though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear false.
Okay. Third verse.
O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but thou hast not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return.
Okay. So this goes along with the message that you heard earlier today. If you haven't, just please go back and listen to it. For the satisfied sinners, this is people that are comfortable in sin, that feel like they're okay and that it's no use for being any other way than being a sinner. Just like I was in the store with my mother many years ago, and we heard on the radio, because you know, the song, you know, they encourage you and get into your subconscious, get you to shop and spend money if you don't have it. Even they'll just play the music or whatever. And music does house spirits. And there was a song that came on the radio. It was Madonna's. Her song, it was called "I'm a Sinner and I Like It That Way." So that was just a clear indication that, and encouraging people, if you're a sinner, to go ahead and like it that way. She says she's a sinner and she likes it that way. A lot of people know Madonna is demonic, and taps into a lot of the demonic realms to engulf into, try to capture the audience that she plays her music and that she presents to, whether that be at some games or sports events or any regular concerts that she, or venues that she presents. So she's known for mocking the Bible, Jesus, and different things. And she's emulates and idolizes Marilyn Monroe. Madonna idolizes Marilyn Monroe. And very strong images of sex, you know, symbols. But they, she was saying that she's a sinner and she like it that way. And that goes along with this particular scripture right here, where it says to run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see and know and seek the broad places thereof. And if you can, you know, basically if you can find a good man that's following the word of the Lord, the truth, then he will pardon and forgive them. And speaking of God, the Lord, God, that he will pardon and forgive them and not execute his judgment upon them. It says in the second verse, my sister read, says that the Lord liveth and surely they swear falsely. So people are swearing falsely, going against God, swearing falsely, lying, bearing false witness, all that swearing, and anything that can be engulfed in being a sinner and liking it that way and seeing it as okay. The next verse, my mother read, and she said, O Lord, are not thy eyes upon the truth, thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved that thou hast consumed them. So they have not grieved. They have not felt remorseful and cried out for the truth and behind God's word. They refuse to receive correction. They made their faces harder than a rock. So they were not swayed. Face-wise, they're sinner and they like it that way. They were hardened. Their hearts were hardened. Their face was hardened. Somebody's hardened their face. It's stiff. It's mad. It's not an indication of being accepted because they received not the correction. They refuse to return. And it says they refuse to return. They refuse to return to God, the truth. So we'll look at Madonna, I'm a Sinner and I Like It That Way. Look at some of the lyrics to this song. It was a song that came out, released in 2012. Some of the lyrics to this demonic song was saying that all the boys and girls want to be like us tonight, and this, you know, ride the magic bus, and this, you know, saying things like that. A magic bus, and saying she's a sinner and she liked it that way. And then it had spiritual connotations and things, and she was saying Hail Mary, full of grace, and getting down on her knees. And then it had, like, she was praying to Jesus Christ and hanging on the cross, and it has all those words in there, and just completely blasphemous, and telling you in that song that he died for us. And then if he died for you and you want to be a sinner and you like it that way, that this just, you know, and it's made to be what it is, because these people are in the industry are set out to deceive the masses and have you saying and quoting these songs as in your playlist and thinking it's okay and thinking it's right, and having your faces, you know, harder than a rock and refusing to return. So verse 4 says in Jeremiah 5:4, reads on, and it says, therefore I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of God. So they are poor, they're wretched, they're undone, they're foolish. The scripture says right there, and we know that Psalms 53 says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And it says the fool, because that's what that scripture says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. It says there is none that does good. So if you're a fool, you're saying in your heart there's no God, the Bible says you can't do good. There is none that do good. If you have that mentality, if you have that way of living, and that's the spirit that's in you that wants to say, oh, I'm a sinner and I like it that way, I'll keep doing what I'm doing. It says, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of God, because His judgment is great, His wrath. My sister will read verse 5.
I will get me unto the great man, and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Everyone that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, and their backslidings are increased. How shall I pardon thee for this?
How shall I pardon thee for this? You know, thy children has forsaken me, and sworn by them that no, there's no gods. When I have fed them to the full, and they have committed adultery, assembled themselves by troops in the harlot's house.
They were fed as horses in the morning, everyone. Neighbors other, his neighbor, wife.
So, talking about the fornication and the adultery and going after, you know, neighbor's wife and all that, and talking about the harlotry and talking about there's a host of different things that encompass sin greatly, and talking about the judgment of God and the backsliders are increased. Even in the Madonna, because we was talking about a little bit about that and kind of going back and forth a little bit in that, because that's kind of associated with the title and what's going on here. She had they were depicting her as being like on a cross. She was like as if she's Jesus Christ, like hanging on the cross. You can see it. We might put an image of that in the blog if you can go and, you know, if you are able to see it. This is blogging, you're probably just listening to it, but if you can, you know, go to your computer, I'll probably put an image up there, or you can look it up anyway. But it was saying that the judgment, talking about the judgment of God, and that, you know, the transgressions were many. To transgress against God, and it talks about the backsliding. Satan had increased, the backsliders, the amount had increased in the city that you're looking for good men. Can you find one? Can you find two? Can you find any? You go in the street, this broad street, this road, and you're looking for people that are, can you find anyone that's following the truth? Anyone that is wants to return to God? No, they're hardening their face. They're saying, I'm a sinner and I like it that way. It says, wherefore a lion out of forest shall slay them, a wolf of the evening shall spoil them, a leopard shall watch over their cities. Everyone goeth out and thence shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many and the backsliding has increased. So it's elevated and it's speaking some metaphors here, and you know, a lion is a lion, wolf, leopard. All of those are considered to be vicious animals, and the state of backsliding is devouring, and it's like the land is in desolation, and it's like a point of no return. So all of that is described here. And then it says, how shall I pardon thee for this? Now have the children have forsaken me and sworn there are no God. So when I had fed them to full, then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlot's house. So, you know, the fool has said there is no God, and committing adultery, doing whatever. Just keep kind of going on and on. And then next verse talked about everyone's neighbored after his neighbor's wife. Says, the next verse, which is verse 9. And then says, shall I not, for these things, saith the Lord, shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? go ye up her walls and destroy, and make not a full end, take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. So it's telling you that they're not his. For, which is the Lord's, for the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt treacherously against me, saith the Lord. So you're working in deception and working to connivingly be against me, saith the Lord. For the next one, it says, verse 12, for they belied the Lord and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. We can read the next verse.
Shall become wind, and the word is not in them, thus shall it be done unto them. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall devour them. Lord, I will bring a nation up on you from far. O house of Israel, saith the Lord, it is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest what they say. Their quiver is as an open sculpture. They are all mighty men, and they shall eat up thine harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thine herds. They shall eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities wherein thou trustest with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, saith the Lord, I will not make full end with you.
Well, a little bit right there. You know, this place is in a complete mess. But the Bible talks about the fear, and that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So there is a fear of the Lord that we're supposed to have. If you don't have that fear, then you can become reprobate because you won't want to change, and you won't feel like you need to. And see the point of it, and just go with, you know, remain in the center and keep it that way. So we'll go with verse 18, read on.
Nevertheless, in those days, saith the Lord, I will not make a full end of you.
It shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore does the Lord those and these things until us, mistake us, and sowed strange gods in your land, so shall is not yours. Thank you for reading.
Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bounds of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? and thou the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Thou they roar, yet can they not pass over it. But this people have a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord of God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter. In his season he reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholding good things from you.
For among my people are found wicked men. They lie wait as he that setteth snares, that setteth traps, that catch.
The devil is, you know, setting traps and things out that's going to get people off. And, you know, whether that be through, and it's going to be through the airways and the spirits that the people, because the devil, he'll use people. It says, who has bewitched you? So he's going to, you know, often use a person. It takes a person and to get you off. So it's talking about, you know, being with your neighbors, whether that be in a sexual way, whether that be taking on the spirit or whatever they're into, because they could be into something just strange spiritually, and you're going out and committing a fornication, adultery, being with that, and you're going to encompass that spirit. If they're into Hinduism, you're going to go over there and you're going to start being into Hinduism, and you're going to come and mix that with the gospel and make it all one, and with the millions of gods that they serve in Hinduism, and then you're going to mix that with Muslim and all, and put it all together as one. But no, that's not to be, and it's going to be like the scripture says, and you're going to think you're going to deal treacherously against God, and you're going to work in darkness and say, oh, I'm okay, you know, it's all right, you want to do it that way, it don't matter, there's no hell, and things like that, so I'm just going to do it my way, and just having no complete fear or reverence of God. So God is a God of love, but he's also a God of God that executes judgment, and that we should have fear for and reverence. There's a lady that was ministering or teaching online, and she was talking about how she wanted to go over to her neighbor's house. She said, okay, it's a neighbor, you know, just moved in. I'm going to go over, and she's going to go over and witness to her and, you know, try to get it saved and or whatever she's going to do. So she counted as an opportunity. So she said she was not into, she was saved, but she didn't know about spiritual warfare, and she didn't know the demonic realms and things that can be out there, and she's not up to par on the street. She just, okay, I'm going to my neighbor's house, and then she said, the neighbor, she said, I have something I would like to show you. And then she said, the neighbor was like, well, if you got, and she said, if you got time, she said, yeah, if you give me equal time, then yeah, okay, I'm all right with it. So, but she said that, you know, the lady was just saying, like, be open and all that, you know, whatever, just trying to get her engulfed in whatever. She noticed the strange smells and incense or whatever the lady was burning and different things. But she said that she couldn't, all of a sudden she didn't remember what was going on. The demonic realm and the spirits that were in that lady's sanctuary, in that lady's house, was so strong. It had her for a minute, like she didn't know where she was at, and she didn't know what had went on, so it confused her. So, you know, that was off the confusion, and you, she over there, and she's not, probably not praying and not ready for that. So that's not something that, you know, she should have been taking on. So the lady wanted to influence her and give her her doctrines and her spirit and whatever. So that can be something that just be cautious and be careful. You don't have to go over there to your neighbor's house like that. And you already clearly, she was saying that she clearly knew something was off in the beginning. So it says to attention, always be ready to give an answer to the hope that lies within. It talks about with meekness and fear. So always, you know, be ready, but not to go into someone's house like that if God doesn't lead you there. And she said, already said she wasn't familiar with the spirit realm stuff. So, yes, read further in this. We go forth reading. Let's see, we're in. You'll find this. We're still in Jeremiah 5. She's going to read verse 27.
Oh, and the cave is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great and waxing rich. They are waxing fat. They shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. In the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof?
Amen.
I mean, praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the word. Everything is going down but the word of God. We thank God for my son studying with us today. Thank God for the great knowledge and wisdom that I have given him. And thank God for my grandchildren. Just thank God for the word of God, because everything is going down but the word of God. And here, basically, you know, it was really saying, too, that a lot of people are just not, they're satisfied with staying in sin, satisfied where you are. You know, like he was saying, you know, me and him and my family, well, we was in the mall, and, you know, even with listening to you in there shopping, and the music is going inside of you, and it just caught our attention of what was being played in the mall, and people walking to and fro, and they don't understand the spirit realm, you know, demonic spirits, and you opening yourself up and stuff just going inside of you, music going inside of you. Sometimes you can be in a place and all of a sudden you just start humming or singing this song, and you be wondering, well, where did that come from? Music being played inside of you. You wasn't even thinking about that song. And even when you leave out of the store, sometimes that same tune and those same songs and melodies are still following you. That's how strong the spirit of music is. And, you know, like he was saying, you know, Madonna was saying, I mean, what is that name? Madonna was saying, you know, she's singing and she like it that way. You know what I'm saying? So, and you look at the church today, and the church is the same way. They satisfied in their sin. And the scripture he was talking about is, you know, God is calling men back. He's warning us, you know, that we need to get back into fellowship with him. You know, because at the end of this scripture was saying, what is the end? What is your end going to be when it's all said and done? You know, he said, because look, they prophesizing lies, you know, they say they got false prophets that's prophesizing lies in this last hour, and we all see that. We see these preachers are not standing up for righteousness, not standing up for holiness. They just satisfy in their sin. They're taking people back into sin instead of helping them to come out of sin. You know, so that's what we're seeing today, people going back to Egypt. And but God is wanting here in Jeremiah, telling the people to repent, come back. Come back to Christ. He even mentioned about the backslider. People are falling back, and you have slid back into the same things that you said God brought you out of, you know. So now you're satisfied in your sin because these preachers are not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, not telling you about repentance and being saved. It's all about, you know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do and just be satisfied. You be you. You know, so we here at the Ready Church, we just wanted to share that with you today. You know, we're always trying to pour into my grandchildren. They're teenagers now, you know, and there's so much out here, you know, and especially with the music. As we know, you know, the enemy, the Satan, that was his job, you know, music. And that's what's driven this nation away from God, the music, you know. That's one thing that will connect everybody. You only have to speak the same language, but that music, everybody, you know, get a rocking and beating and, you know, moving around with the music, the danger in music, you know. So, and some say, well, it don't matter about what kind of song you sing. If you put the Lord in it, you know, it's going to work. No, the Bible says, he says, singing hymns and psalms, that's making melody unto the Lord. Not unto your flesh. The Bible said there's no good thing in your flesh. So we're here at the Ready Church trying to warn you and trying to tell you as we minister to my grandchildren, we want to pour into anybody that wants to hear. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. So I thank God for, you know, my children. They grew up in the house of God and hearing the word of God, and now they can minister the word of God to those around about them. It's all about preaching truth in this last hour as he read to us today. And I thank God for you as a listener today. We pray that we said something pointing you back to the word of God. Get back into your Bible. You won't be led astray. Like he said, they're false prophets, false teachers, false preachers, and they mocking God and mocking the church and, you know, the true church. You know, the true church is not the building. He's not coming back for the building. He's coming back for you. He said, without spot and wrinkles in your life. So we here at the Ready Church just want to tell you, get back in the Bible. Get back in the word of God before it's too late. Watch for your children. You know, somebody's depending on you. Your family is depending on you. If you know truth, stand for righteousness. Stand for what's true. Don't be satisfied in your sin, because the Bible said the way or the pay for sin is death. And we here over here want to tell you, you want life. You know, the Bible said the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And we see this all, you know, every day. You see killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. You know, but we here at the Ready Church want to let you know, you call on Jesus. He promised that he were here and answer your prayer on today. When you're sincere, you know, when you really make up in your mind, you know, I'm sick of the way I'm living, you know, I want to change, cry out to God, and he promised he will hear and answer your prayer and deliver you in this last hour. As I say, I thank God for my son. I'm going to turn it back over to him to have prayer or whatever, or maybe to have more to say about what we were talking about. I just thank God.
Yes, we just thank God for the word today. And coming from my brother, like they said, you know, what they were talking about today, that people are, you know, satisfied with the sin that they're in. So I would say basically, you know, saying that as a, I mean, making that as a topic, you could say a person that's religious, you know, that's an example of a person that's, you know, satisfied with this, the sins they're in, they, you know, grew up in the church or and know about the word of God, but they're not having that, you know, asking God into their lives and having that personal relationship with God and turning away from sin. So we pray that anyone that listened to this today, including myself, that, you know, lives may be changed and set free and delivered, for we are living in the last and evil days, and God is soon to come. And I just thank God for my family and the closeness that we have, and, you know, my parents as well, and following them as they follow Christ, and just thank God for them giving us the, you know, the true word of God, and not this, you know, this, the messages that we heard today in many churches, you know, they're just out here to entertain these people that's coming to the church. It's not about soul salvation today, just a bunch of entertainment, going in there, hooping and hollering, praying and, praying and singing and all that stuff, but that's not what it's about. And I just thank God for hearing the true word. And like she said, we're trying to help my niece and nephew that's teenagers, and they don't get to hear the word of God when they're, you know, away at their other home. So while they're here, we just try to continue to pour into them so they can, you know, fight the enemy. So the things that's going on in the schools today is not like when we were growing up. So this word is what's going to be able to keep them, and we got to keep, you know, ministering to them whether they want to hear it or not. And even if they don't want to hear it now, sometimes things that happen in their lives, and they'll be like, oh, I'm so grateful and thankful for, you know, my uncle ministering to me, my grandmother, aunt, you know, and the papa, which is, has gone on to the, you know, his heavenly home. So thank God for just everything and allowing us to see another day, which we've never seen before. We just continue to pray for us. God bless you.
We thank you for listening. We're just going to pray that you all have anything to say. Your children, I just give them an opportunity if they had, you know, something to say. If not, that is fine. Oh, David. Thank God for you, too. Yes, so I thank God that we're able to come together and to praise God and to learn about his word, just to study and to give him thanks. It says the it says not forsaking to assemble ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching. So it doesn't have to be in a church building, you know. It can, you know, be online. It could be where you can call and gather with a group of believers and just magnifying and coming and exhorting one another in the faith as you see that day approaching, because it's a lot going on in churches. And I do thank God in the church buildings, especially in those organizations and 501c3s and all that goes on. And I thank God for the time that I had in a true church, which was not a 501c3, which was a devoted church. And saw my mother and father, they get up early in the morning and praying and, you know, and calling on God and just calling the members out and people that God had laid upon their heart, not because it was something that men had them to do, but it was what they wanted to do. It was a yearning and having a devotion in their heart and strong will to follow God. So that's what we need in these last and evil days, is some men and women that were just like my mom and like my father was, and that would do this and lead people to the Lord. So yes. So we'll pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this message. I thank you, God, that I know it's going to touch someone's heart. God, that it brings us back into truth and brings back into repentance. God, we praise you. We love you. We appreciate you, God, for your word, and we want to stand until the end and just to endure. God, we pray that anyone out there needs to receive you, that they accept you in their heart, and that they will confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, and knowing that they should be saved and that they are saved. And God, give them the strength and the stamina to endure in these last and evil days. God, we pray that you would just touch each and everyone that's listening. God, we pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray that you would heal them from all evil and all manner of things that are trying to come against them. God, no weapon that's formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, we stand on your word. We believe you. We walk in by faith and not by sight, knowing that you didn't bring us this far to leave us. You're going to lead us all the way home. And God, we just love you with all of our hearts. We praise you in the name of Jesus, Lord. The devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is praised. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Amen.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. lift up your voice and give him the glory. Give the Lord the glory. And give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift up your mouth. Let your praise come before his presence with thanksgiving. And we give you the glory.